The International Olympic Committee today chose Beijing as the site of the 2008 Summer Games. China, the world's most populous country, will be hosting the Olympics for the first time. The committee made its decision at a meeting in Moscow on the second round of a secret ballot. Other bidders for the Games were Paris, Toronto, Istanbul, and Osaka. Beijing had to overcome criticism of its record on human rights. Its supporters argued that selecting China would prompt the country to speed up its social and economic reforms. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Moscow. Mike, why did the International Olympic Committee choose Beijing?
Well, I think a lot of the more than 100 IOC members that voted in this competition felt that China is the world's largest nation, and that it has come so far in economic reform and development since it tried for the Olympics in the early 90s and was turned down. At the same time, it seems that the Chinese were much more savvy in their approach to the Olympic Committee, and so the vote went very solidly in their favor.
What did China do differently this time from its unsuccessful bid to host the 2000 Games?
Apparently, most of the Chinese who made their presentation here in Moscow spoke English and also took questions from the IOC members very openly. So there was a feeling here that there was not an attempt on the Chinese to hide anything or to gloss over problems. But probably the most important element is that when China bid for the 2000 Games years ago in the early 90s, that was much closer to the Tiananmen massacre of 1989, and the IOC just wasn't ready to reward a China that close to those events. Now we're so much further away, and China has come much further in terms of economic reform, and the IOC seemed eager to award Beijing this time around.
Did China make any promises regarding improving its human rights record?
It did not make any promises, at least not any public promises. There was an opportunity today by the members of the IOC who were voting to question those representing Beijing. They did not ask questions about the human rights record, but the Beijing representatives themselves brought it up and said that they were willing to make improvements and try to maintain as good a record on human rights as they could. Still, this is an important issue and will be looked at very closely in every stage of the way until the Games to see how the Chinese will handle human rights.
I wonder if China is likely to welcome Taiwan at the 2008 Games.
A very good question. Taiwan participated in the Games before, but this presents a real dilemma for the Chinese leadership, because the Chinese leadership has tried to keep Taiwan, which it considers a province of China, out of international organizations. It will be probably difficult to swallow to see Taiwanese athletes march into a stadium in Beijing in 2008. On the other hand, this could very well give Beijing a boost to negotiate further with Taiwan and improve their relationship over the next 7 years.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Moscow.